Nudged Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Giant Moth Mummy by Andrew Hansen and Jessica Roberts, narrated by the authors.
Warning!
Some of the creatures in this story are quite scary. If you get too frightened, we recommend you imagine one of the following. 1.
Puppies wearing hats.
2.
Fluffy lambs dancing.
3.
A werewolf eating a granny. Actually, this one might not help much. Chapter 1. Canis and the Candles. Looming over the golden dunes of Egypt was an enormous stone jackal with a round, dimly lit hole in its bum. The entire thing was built from black and grey bricks. The tomb of the jackals. The unfortunate-looking hole beneath the jackal's tail was, in fact, the front door. Above this door, ancient lettering spelled out, Tomb of the Jackals. Recently, the S had been crossed out, so the sign now said, Tomb of the Jackal. This was because the 100 jackal mummies who once lived in the tomb had been turned into cactuses by Babsharki. Now, there was only one jackal left. Deep inside the tomb, Canis the Jackal sat snarling. He wore a magic stone helmet that was shaped like a jackal's head. Like him, the helmet had a pointy snout and tall, pointy ears. The jackal helmet allowed Canis to spy on Mumphis, the lost city of the animal mummies, which lay across the dunes. The walls and houses of Mumphis were decorated with millions of little pictures, those ancient Egyptian pictures called hieroglyphs. They showed falcons, flowers, eyeballs, gods, cats, and monsters. And some showed jackals. Inside his helmet, Canis could see through the eyes of all the jackal hieroglyphs and hear through their ears. He'd been spying on the animal mummies all night. He'd watched them celebrate their new freedom and the death of his beloved mistress, the Unpharaoh.
Curse those mummies, Canis snarled under his helmet. They're having such a jolly old time. How can they be so happy when they look as shabby as that?
Canis was obsessed with his own appearance. He patted his smooth black chest with a paw, checking to make sure his old mummy bandages hadn't reappeared. No, it was all fine. His shiny fur felt like silk. Not a bandage within miles. The Unpharaoh had rejuvenated Canis to a proper living jackal, and he'd never looked better. Looks can be deceiving, though. Canis appeared stunning on the outside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?